If you want that special something from a classy catalog for your little sister this holiday season, chances are they're out of it. Mail order companies across the country are running out of inventory faster than ever, and things will only be worse as shopping days dwindle. So if you need an alternative to fleece socks or Tickle Me Elmo, Jim Metzner has this review of CD-ROMs for kids.
Last night, my dreams were populated with animated creatures. They bumped into each other a lot and made goofy noises. You see, I've been looking at children's CD-ROMs all week, and my brain is awash with edutainment and puzzles and insect-like aliens from cartoon planets. My 7-year-old daughter Sarah has been my partner in this project. She did the work. I mostly watched and took notes. The qualities I was looking for are what separate great CD-ROMs from the rest of the pack. They are, 1, repeatability, a CD you'd want to come back to again and again. 2, ease of use, balanced by a sense of challenge. 3, something that enriches a child's world and brings in a new idea. 4, the CD-ROM should be fun to use. Most, if not all, of these qualities are found in the following selections, Sarah's and my recommended list of CD-ROMs for the holiday season. Kieko and the Lost Knight, narrated by Ben Kingsley, is in the now familiar animated storybook format. You get a bit of storyline, and then a screen illustration in which virtually every object responds in some way when you move your cursor over it and click. This is a mythic story about an Amazonian Indian boy and his father who go in search of the knight, which has been stolen by the snake people.
Forgetting his mother's instructions, Kieko followed the snakes into the forest.
Kieko is nicely produced with a good story, evocative sound effects and graphics. I just wish the snakes were scarier. It would be refreshing in a children's CD-ROM to let the bad guys be bad guys for once and not a bunch of clowns.
Make sure that nobody has followed us. Those awful Indians must never discover where we've hidden the knight.
By playing down to kids and whitewashing the dark side out of our myths and fairy tales, we do the stories a disservice, I think. Sarah, for one, is always asking for the scary part, as long as it isn't too scary. But this is a quibble I have with most animated storybooks. Kieko and the Lost Knight is a lot of fun and one of the best of this genre. Another kid's CD-ROM in which nighttime plays a role is Pajama Sam, subtitled There's No Need to Hide When It's Dark Outside.
I'm not scared. Darkness lives in my closet, but that's okay. I'm not scared.
Now, rather than be intimidated by the dark, feisty young Sam, inspired by his favorite comic book character, dons a mask and cape, calls himself Pajama Sam, and sets out to capture darkness itself in the confines of his closet.
Now where's my Pajama Sam mask? I need that and my flashlight and my lunchbox.
Pajama Sam takes an imaginary journey in search of darkness and a closet that's magically transformed into a cartoon countryside, complete with talking trees and vegetables with an attitude. Along the way, Sam loses several key items necessary for his mission. The trip becomes a series of puzzles that we have to solve in order to find the missing objects. A lot of the puzzles were a little daunting for a 7-year-old. This CD-ROM would be best for 9 or 10-year-olds, I think, but adults should be on hand and expect to be recruited when the journey reaches an impasse.
I'm pretty sure that won't work.
Most of the puzzle-solving type CD-ROMs do need some kind of adult supervision, at least to get things jump-started. Case in point is the Bumps Science Carnival, which aims to demonstrate scientific principles sneakily disguised as amusement park games.
The Bumps are a jumpy, wacky bunch that live on Planet X. Time for a field trip with the Ump. They're off on one of those tracks.
The Bumps look like animated M&Ms, minus arms and legs. They float, glide, fly, and rappel from the top of our computer screen to the bottom. The aim is to get them to fall into a little manhole. Along the way, they might get pushed onto a conveyor belt, or eaten by a shark, or split into three parts by something that works like a prism. They might hit against an object that changes their color or their size. and you see only certain sizes and colors of bumps can make it through the magic hole.
Step right up! It's the magnificent Magneto Whirl! Click on the door to your left to find out all about it.
The challenge becomes manipulating the different objects or tools that move the bumps around. In the process, you're learning about the properties of buoyancy, light, and magnetism. There are brief animated movies that explain the science, but my 7-year-old just wanted to play the games. Me too. They were fun. This is a CD-ROM that kids and their parents will want to return to. Now, of all the CD-ROMs we looked at, Sarah's hands-down favorite was the Art Explorer. It's sort of a combination of two other great pieces of software, KidPix and Photoshop. The Art Explorer lets you design, draw, color, paint, and stamp your own artwork in the form of comic books, buttons, and drawings. There's a whole raft of backgrounds to choose from in many themes, including underwater, nature, fashion, futuristic, prehistoric, superhero, western, and scary, which of course is what Sarah wanted to do first. She mostly used the selection of pre-designed stamps which accompany these different themes, but you can also design your own creations, paint them in coloring book style, and add stencil effects, tints, textures, and glazes. The box says for ages 8 and up, and it's true. This is one CD-ROM that could be used and enjoyed at a very simple level, but also has the possibility of producing some very sophisticated artwork. Two thumbs up from Sarah and me for the Art Explorer, and using it with a color printer is highly recommended. You can bet your kids are going to want hard copies of their artwork. Other recommended CD-ROM titles include The Logical Journey of the Zumbinis, Learning in Toyland, Reading Blaster, and Sound Toys. For National Public Radio, I'm Jim Metzner. Sarah has requested that she have the last word.
Dad, your noodle brain.
Over here we got... Jim Metzner reviews CD-ROMs from his home outside New York City.
Over here's DC. Count them 1, 2, 3.
Learning much faster with Blaster Pals. We're learning.